This is the Tech Talk Podcast from RNIB.
I'm Dom Hyams. I'm the Communications and Digital Director at AssistMe. It is a disability access app that allows a disabled user to request assistance in advance of turning up at a service provider, and the service provider to be aware in real time of the needs of the user prior to them turning up, and then also able to action the assistance that that user has requested in real time. They see the user coming towards them a little bit like a reverse of an Uber cab. And so when the user gets there, they're ready and waiting with the assistance that the user needs, which in turn means that the user's got the kind of confidence to go out and about and do their kind of daily life with more ease and also without having to plan so far in advance.
Yeah, that's one of the big challenges, isn't it? It's the planning in advance thing that really annoys us as disabled people. Everything in life has to be planned hours and hours and days in advance. Your app attempts to take that portion of it away and put it in the hands of the consumer, the person who wants to travel.
It really, the kind of ways that AssistMe can be used and hopefully will be used is almost limitless. Absolutely, the most obvious applications are in transport, so in rail, aviation, parking, fuel, but then also retail, offices, and basically anywhere that you kind of interact with a service provider, we feel that AssistMe's probably got a use there. Obviously, in rail particularly, at the moment you have to book up to 24 hours in advance. So AssistMe is currently looking to actually work with rail providers to change that, so suddenly users can leave the house, press a button on their phone, request assistance, as well as booking their ticket with their disabled rail card, turn up, and the assistance they need is ready and waiting. And similarly, they'll be able to look at train times, look at whether the lifts are working, all of that kind of integral information also there in the palm of their hand, in the one app, in the one place. That's kind of the idea. And, you know, as we evolve into sort of different areas, then obviously it's about kind of collating that information that's useful to the user and putting it all in one place so that they can easily navigate the world around them in the most straightforward way.
You know, there are apps these days that can let you buy milk at 2 a.m, and there are apps that can, you know, deliver a pizza to your door on a Saturday night. And it just seems crazy to me that we're at a stage where, you know, as disabled people, it has taken to this point to get an app that does this kind of thing. Because, you know, currently when you go out there to get assistance, it is a bit of a faff, isn't it? You know, trying to organise and arrange and contact the right people and then hope it turns up and all of that. You know, it really is quite archaic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you explain how you currently have to get assistance to people that might not otherwise be aware, they can't believe that you have to plan 24 hours in advance. And obviously, like many disabled people will know, is that that is completely unattainable and you never know your travel plans. So why should you or could you be able to say exactly what train you're going to be on any particular day? Also, obviously, kind of with AssistMe, it's a case of taking those problems and those issues that people face, and currently, you know, how they deal with them is a completely haphazard way of tricks that they have. You know, for example, I personally have a certain way that I can ensure that I never get left on a train. So I get one person to hold the door and another person to go and find someone. But, you know, not everyone is able or would like to be doing that when they turn up. So actually creating a solution that stops all of those methods that people have created for kind of navigating their environment and offering a kind of one sort of bespoke solution that works for all users is kind of the name of the game, really.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Getting assistance shouldn't be a team effort that, you know, is some kind of game that, you know, a whole bunch of people have to gather together on a train to make it happen. It's just ridiculous. You yourself are disabled. Is it from your experience that this comes from, that this need clearly exists, that you feel this has to happen, that the app is important?
The app isn't by any means my creation. It kind of was conceptualized back in 2010 and then kind of hit the app store, I suppose, early 2015. So it's on Android and Apple.
But it's clearly something that you feel personally strongly about, I guess. I mean, I don't want to ever go down the route of thinking that, you know, as disabled people, we all are some homogenous group and we all think the same way. But on this issue, I think there probably is agreement.
Absolutely. I joined Assist Me because it was an amazing opportunity to work on a solution and a product that could actually revolutionize assistance and access for millions of disabled people. Before that, I was working in TV production. And so kind of obviously my skills working in TV production as a producer were reasonably transferable into communications at Assist Me. And it was a great opportunity to actually work on something that I truly believed in and hopefully could help people with as well.
So this app is out now. It's, as you say, available on iOS and Android. What in terms of facilities can it facilitate, I guess, at the moment? What can you do with it?
So very honestly, the app now is available in a variety of locations, but it isn't kind of maybe as useful to everyone in the UK as it will be as time goes on. So at the moment, we've got a number of service providers on there, including, for example, extra motorway services, a few NatWest locations, etc. But as time goes on and in the coming months, they're going to be having trials with Grand Central Railways and other sort of railway companies that are to be announced, as well as working in fuel and other sectors. So kind of keep your eyes peeled in the sort of coming months, weeks or months, really, because it's really kind of taking flight in the near future. If you do happen to live in the Coventry area, we have a real high concentration of users in Coventry. We have about 60 plus service providers, which was a great opportunity for us to kind of see what happens when you build service providers by locality. So actually with Coventry, we wanted to make it as accessible as we could as a city. So we've got all kinds of service providers on board there. We've been working in partnership with the council and Citizens Advice. But then also we've got all sorts of theatres, bars, libraries, you know, you name it, and there's a kind of service provider available. So it'd be great to kind of hear feedback from people in that area too.
Amazing. Well, you know, I wish you all the best with it because it sounds like a great app and a great thing that we really need. I mean, it just seems so obvious, really. But it's only ever obvious until someone comes up with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And exactly. We hope that the best ideas are in some ways the most obvious and the simplest. And it's a question of now making sure that the technology is as useful and as simple and straightforward to as many people as possible. The app itself is kind of completely accessible. It uses the accessibility features on the Android phones and Apple iPhones that is now so good. So it should be kind of suitable for everyone. And we've kind of tried really hard to make sure that that's the case.
Well, good luck with it, Dom. Great to talk to you here on Tech Talk.
Thanks so much indeed.
Cheers, Thank you. Stephen.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.